Okay, so Simon Kuf Peches Siv Zayin. No, is that right? Did I make that up? Oh, where am I? No, that's not right. Nope, excuse me. Okay, we're on page on Tzim Kuf Tzad Gimel, Siv Hey. Okay, Kuf Tzad, page 194. Simon Kuf Tzad Gimel, Siv Hey. Okay, you got it, Jimmy? Jimmy?
I got it.
Page
194? Page
194. And
Simon 194. And Simon 193, Siv Hey. 193, Hey. Okay, Shlosha Shabo Mishalosh Chaburos Shal Shlosha Shlosha Bnei Adam Nizchabu Elu HaShlosha. So you had three people, you had three groups of three, right? Each one should have benched with Zimun. And so Im Zimno Aleim B'Mekomam. Now, if they all already benched with the Zimun, Kagon, Shevsiku Kol Echad L'Shnayim Ach Yamru Hazan, right, so all three of them benched at the table, but one guy wasn't done, and the two guys said, so just answer. So they answered, and then all of a sudden, each of those third guys, who wasn't ready to bench yet, ended up gathering together somewhere else. Now again, each of them was part of a Zimun, so they don't bench again with a Zimun, even if they ate together, because they all were already Yotze, the mitzvah of Zimun. Okay, because they all already answered Zimun. So therefore, they cannot recreate a Zimun by virtue of being, by virtue of getting together themselves, because they already were Yotze Zimun. V'im lo zimnu aleim b'makomon, but if they did not have Zimun already, chayav l'zamin v'ein mirshayim l'chalik. So now, they have a chiyuv of Zimun, right, because each of them had an obligation. Right, we'll see what the other two guys did, but if they didn't, the other guys didn't bench yet, and these guys get together, so they have to bench, and they can't split up because they all have a chiyuv of zimun from the fact that they ate together with the other people. Even if the three of them did not eat a single bite together, but since they all have a chiyuv of zimun from when they started with the other guys, so therefore it continues. Okay, let's, right, bottom of 194 again, Kol Echad L'Shnayim, right, so each one, stopped and listened to Zimun, and then they left their table, and the three of them got together, right, so Ayin Beralacha. So let's look at the Beralacha here. It says, Kol Echad L'Shnayim, so each one, right, each one was part of a Zimun already. L'Charin Yerududim Echmim Hivzik L'Shnayim, Gam Kein Amrina Dekvar Parach Zimun Minei, he says that it would seem that even if only one of them, right, not all three of these groups, but only one of the three groups did the guy have a Zimun. And then he says that we would say the same thing. He is no longer eligible for a Zimun, and therefore the other two guys are sort of stuck, even though they have a Chiyuv Zimun. Right? Again, assuming that only one of them had the benching already, and the other two did not. He says, "Hechematzasi piskei riyaz v'chusha haral arif." Achen lefimad v'vor lekamon. And here's where it's very critical. B'simen reish b'tor b'husha magen avram. Right, and this is a very important halacha. Mashma de be'echad yachlit starf odapam im hashnayim kisha achlu ata biyachad. If there's two people who haven't benched yet, and they need a third guy, and the other guy, right, has already been part of a Zimun, he didn't bench yet, but he's part of a Zimun, he can eat with them and recreate a new Chi of Zimun, because the other two guys never had a Zimun. Right? So he can be mitzarev to them. Again, by eating a second time. Achrei Shehem lo Zimun Adayin. Since they did not have a Zimun yet, he could be part of them. So therefore, how could it be this case that we just said that the one guy who benched cannot help the other two? Let him eat with them. It must be that he's not eating with them. Right? But if he eats with them, it seemingly should work because you are allowed to recreate a zimun. Even if you already yotze zimun, you can join with other people who need a zimun to make their third guy. Okay, now go back to Mishnah Berurah Lamed. But again, we're going to see this idea over and over again that to be part of a zimun, right, it is, you know, you could, if you already answered to a zimun and you're a yotze zimun, and someone else needs you to be part of a zimun because they haven't benched yet, right, and haven't had a mezumin yet, so you could join with them if you eat with them. And this comes up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
If you're fading it out. Maybe if you take yourself off of the video, it'll free up some bandwidth for the sound. Okay.
Okay.
As I coming.
I can do that.
Want to try that?
Okay.
See if that's
it. It really depends on what part of the highway I'm on.
I know.
Okay. You hear me again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to Lamed. So here's the case where the three guys already all benched, or their group already benched. They were already Yotze Zimun, right? But now they join together and they're benching together because these three guys haven't benched. The other six guys already benched. So he says in Lamed, the chiv of Zimun already is gone. They already all benched with the Mezumin. Right? Because there was already a. They already were all part of a mezumin already. They still have to bench from the beginning because they went and they continued eating. Okay, and then we say, meaning if the guys did not already bench, so then they can't break up. So these three, right, what happened with the other six guys? I don't know. But they didn't bench yet. And now these three guys who are all coming from a Zimun eligible meal now all meet up. And they're all together. Kimin Shinoa Duato Yachta, they're all together. The Chalachaba Mechabura Shikvar Nishayev Shom Bezimun. And they all were part of a group that had a Chi of Zimun. Vyaftin is Barbasiva Bahagad, the Asa Liparade Mechabura Shoshosh, even though we've already said that you're not allowed to break off a group of three, right? We're going to see, you have three people who are benching. You can't abandon the Zimun, right? It looks like here that they abandoned the Zimun and the other two guys were stuck, right? If you abandon the Zimun, you should have gone back to his own group. So, Yei Shlomer, so how is this case even possible that this one guy abandoned the Zimun and each of these one guys ended up joining together, making their own Zimun. Right? Could be that the first group just disappeared. Whatever the case was, they didn't end up benching with the Zimun. You might have to go on mute, Dovi. That if there's a compelling reason, an onus, or a financial loss, if you stick around for the Zimun, right, you're allowed to leave. Levarach from the Atzmo. So this guy left. Myri Hach Gamkin Behai Gavna. This guy had to leave and left the two guys, hanging. Shaya Elo Shloshim Mukrochen. Right, because in that case, that the other two guys, all three of these guys who got together had to leave early, and then somehow, right, and then they all ended up in the same place. So that was, right, that's how this happened, right? It's not going to be your typical case because they shouldn't have abandoned their first Zimun. And then we say, but they have, since they all have a Chiv Zimun because they all ate together. They all ate it with groups of three, right? So even if they don't eat together now, they are obligated. So he says in Lambe's Vakasha, Hakaimon Leosim Kupay Dalad, Debrechsamon Sarah Lavarach, Dafka Makam Shacha. What do you mean? How are they getting together in some other place? They're supposed to go back to where they started from. Because we're saying now they didn't even eat together. If they said they ate, they each had a little piece of bread, then that wouldn't, we have no question. But they didn't eat anything. Have to go back. Okay, so again, these are all very bidyevid cases because you're abandoning your zimun and you're benching in a different place. And he says, "Yesh mitar tzedachamari be'aku b'shogeg mekomon." They left their place b'shogeg, or we said before, they left their place ba'ones. The bezelo matrachinos and lachs mekomon. They don't have to go back. We said if you left b'shogeg, l'das harabam mechanal sham b'sevalef. If it's really inconvenient to go back, you're not obligated to go back. Here, you have a very interesting situation. If I stay here with these other two guys, we can bench with the Zimun, and if I go back to my original place, the other guys are gone, I will lose my Zimun. So, we consider that a Shasat Chak because I'm going to lose my Zimun. And therefore, I can bench in this place. The Ojer Shlomer, the Hachi Kamar, and you can also say, "Be'afilo Ochli Achad Klomer Ela Kol Echad Ochav Ne'atzmo Shlakavu Deinu Chayav Bezimun Moshkav Sipbeis Hacha Chayav and Kibin Shikvar Nis Chayavu." Right. So again, he's just saying now that that even if there was no kvias before, and now they get together, so not sure why they would have a chiyuv zimun. Now they get together and chinsfar kfar nischaivu. Okay, not sure what that's helping the situation of answering the question, but okay. Let's go to vav. Shalosh chabur shaye b'chol achaz arba. You have three groups of four this time. Upei reshachad mikol chabur v'netzdarpu lechabur acheres. You have three groups of four, and one guy from each group abandons the group, right? And they make their fourth group. The Zimnu Ashlosha and the Sharm, and the other three guys all bench. Parach Zim Minayu, Kivin Shechav Reim Zimnu. So the people who were part of that original group, once that group benches on them, they lose their Chiyav Zimun because their group already had a Zimun. Right, and the same would be true if there was only three. The same would be true that if you had three guys and one guy leaves and some other outsider comes and joins each of these chaburas, so they're back to having three again, and they do zimun, parach zimun me'elu ha'shlosha. So you can lose your zimun if the group goes ahead and benches on you, right? The case we saw in Hay was that you abandoned the group and they, you know, didn't have anybody. So that's the Shulchan Aruch's case. He says, "Aga shalosh chabur shachlu." Right? The Rama says,
"I'm not sure I'm understanding the case. One more time."
So the first case we had in Halacha Hay was you had three guys and one guy leaves, right? So if they didn't bench Bezimun at all, right? So then the three guys can join together. And if they bench Bezimun, so then there are three guys who already were Yotze Zimun, they don't have a Chiyav. Here, you have four guys, and one guy leaves, and the other three bench. And we say so that his group already had a Zimun. So even if he goes and finds other guys who needed to bench, but these other guys' groups all benched already, he's considered like he lost his Zimun, even though he did not answer, he wasn't there, he didn't bench with them, right? But his Chabura benched, and therefore he gets knocked out of the Zimun box. Okay? You got that, Dovi?
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Haga. Now, the Rama says, Shalosh Chabura Sh'achlu B'chol Chabura Shlosh B'nei Adam. You have three groups of three. Asu L'chol Echel Lipard M'chol Chabura Zam B'yachad. Right? So he says you can't have any individual to separate and to make their own zimun. Because the other two that are left behind are stuck. So you can't just, you know, take each of the groups, one guy says, we're going to stick it to the other two guys and make our own zimun and leave them out of the mix. He says, you can't do that. But if there was four, then... Now, we'll see if this is in contradistinction to Shulchan Aruch, right? Does it make a difference which group is Mezamin first? According to Shulchan Aruch, if the other group If the remaining three bench before these guys bench, they're done. Right, so let's see how this plays itself out. Let's go to Lamed Gimel. Parach Zimun Minayhu, right? So you can lose your Zimun if your group already benched. But again, as we say, that look, you didn't really have a, you left, that group benched, but now you and two other guys are, who haven't really had Zimun yet, right, are going to eat together, so they can join together. Right here, there was no Zimun yet, and therefore, right, they were not part of a Zimun, so therefore they can eat together and create a new Zimun, sort of. But we say otherwise, they lose their Zimun, even Shchavreim Zimnu, Ayin Beralacha, we'll see that in a second. Uba Echad, right, or if there was three, but a new guy comes in to replace the guy that left. Hainu Echad Min Hashuk, one guy from the street. Achal Ma'at Besov Su'udasam, and Sarv Yimam. Velishin L'kol Chabur Shkos Mechaber Lavdavka. Right, it doesn't have to be every chabura. Even if only one chabura, right? Right, even if only one group ends up doing a zimun, the guy who was part of that group loses his rights to a zimun again, unless he eats with the rest of the group again. So then we say mutali parit if there's four people there. You had four groups in one house; they didn't join together. Again, ideally, you shouldn't be moving around. So these are going to be very unique cases. Okay, let's go to the Bir Halachi here. Kivin Shechavrehim Zimnu. Right. So this first case is that you have groups of four, and one guy from each group leaves their group and goes somewhere else to join. They all join together. But the other group, the guys they left behind, already benched, and therefore these guys all lose their Zimun. So Kasav Gunner Bikivagar, nearly Zeo Dafkim Zimnuhim Kodem, Shnis Chabru Eila Shlosh Yachad. It's only if the other group benched before these guys got together. Then they lose their Zimun because their group already benched with the Zimun. Taz Ein Laha Echad Shiatsim Echabareim Makam Lotzim Neatsmo Idei Zimun. Right, the guys that left have no, you know, can't be mo yotze in a zimun anymore. V'alkein chal azim, which is zim na gimon nishar and bevesam, gam alav uparach zimun minay mimenu. Right, so it's chal on him. There's zimun and he's done. Avlim nischar v'elu shlosh l'makam echad mitchila. Right, but if the three guys already got together before the other group benched, v'achach zimnu acherim hanishar bevesam, and the guys who left behind then benched after the first group got together and are already koveya together, yecholin elu shlosh zamin v'le parchzim minayim. So in the case that they already, not that they even benched first, but the fact that the three guys found themselves together before their people that they abandoned benched, their zimun is now, they have a group that they can be mizamin. Nifdu l'gam mechabros, and they're now considered, since they got together before the other group benched, they're considered a new group. V'lo kaya zimun aleihem. If you have four and one guy leaves, you're allowed to separate. It doesn't say they have to bench first to work. It just says that if they separate and join together. That they joined another chabura and they made a zimun. Mashma shemitchila nitzarfu. That they were mitzdar first. Chaynachar kasev nischabru ela shloshu ba echad. Mashem mitchila nischabru v'yafal pikein parach zimun. Even though they got together first, they lose their zimun. Kamak memes ito, like Rabbi Kivager, that lemaisa, if they do get together first before the other group benched, they now can create their own zimun. Chayn kasev lekutim rabbanah brachas behajayin shom. Okay, alimai b'chol chabura. But the Ramah says if there was four people, then one guy can leave. Kasvachayadim arba shachlu biyachal shulchan echad u'shnayim achal shulchan acher. Four people are at one table, two people at another table. Yachal echad minu arba litzdarif imashnayim u'lazamimum. So one guy can leave the four table and go help the other two guys make their zimun. Vim kvar zimnu ashlosh and the sharm, but if the other guy's already benched, He loses right to Zimun, Veinu Mitzdarif, Ayin Sham. Right? So he says, well, now first of all, we know that if you eat with them, it shouldn't be a problem. He says, I mean, how could he join them? They don't even have a Chiyuv Zimun. Right? Right? The case in the Ramah is that everyone had a Chiyuv Zimun, just that everyone had a group abandoned, or they abandoned a group of three. Here you had a group of two. Now, what does it help? So he says, so must be the case is that the guy who's joining the two eats with them. And if that's the case, then what does the rest of it mean? How could that be then that he loses his right to Zimun? He's got a new Zimun that he created by joining those two guys. Where he wasn't Yotzei the Zimun, he just loses that Zimun. But now he ate with the new guy, with the other two guys, and he created a new Zimun. And to say that maybe they really all could have been like a group of six because they see each other. Then the rest of it doesn't fit in too well. Because it sounds like they were not one big group. Tzarachian b'dvarav, so therefore he leaves the Chayeldom with a big Tzarachian. Okay, we're going to stop here. Lorenz, are we on for 10:20 or 10 o'clock tomorrow? Lorenzen?
Yeah, we're on for 10:20.
10:20? Okay, 10:20 tomorrow night.
Jeff, can you stay on? I have a question.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. Have a good night. Good luck.